Jen Hartman and Kevin Keith on Party Line. WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM, WILO.
Hello there. Welcome to Party Line on this finally Friday edition. Let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, plus Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. I'm Kevin Keith with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Skywatch weather forecast today is cloudy with some snow on and off, a high 35. Same thing tonight, cloudy, snow showers, low 27. Same thing tomorrow, cloudy, scattered snow showers, high 34. And Ken, it looks like a chance of snow every day for the next 4 or 5 days.
Yep.
You've been telling me, right?
I tried to tell you. You didn't want to listen.
No, I knew. I knew it was going to be the case. But every now and then, it depends on what forecast you look at. Because, you know, gosh, there was one earlier this week. It was clear skies and mid-30s. And now we've got a chance of snow every single day.
I've always found that the one that you think is going to be the best always turns out not to happen. And the one you expect to be the worst always usually happens.
Yeah, especially this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging at 33 now from your official weather station, WILO. Coming up at 8:45 this morning, Daryl Sanders with EMA to talk about COVID on our Leading with 2020 Vision. And then at 9 o'clock this morning, Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets, it'll be good to talk to her, Ken. It's been a little bit. Of course, I think you saw her the other night at City Council. But all right, so we got plenty to talk about today. If there's something on your mind, you can call Ken and myself at 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. On Monday's program, we've got open phones and looking ahead to next week, Healthy Communities on Tuesday. We'll get a chance to sit down on the phone virtually with Indiana State Senator Brian Buchanan on Wednesday of next week, and then a representative of the Frankfort Police Department Thursday, and Clinton County Prosecutor Tony Summer back in the official air chair 1 week from today. Again, 659-3338 is the phone number to call if there's something on your mind. Tomorrow morning, we've got the story up here at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. You can click on there and check it out if you want to. Tomorrow morning, 8:30, bright and early, grab your coffee and bacon and eggs and join us for a virtual legislative breakfast. It's the first one for 2021. And, of course, in years past, when there is no COVID, Ken or you, public's invited, to go to these. A lot of times they have them at Wesley Manor or another, good location. However, since it's, we're still in the red for COVID-19 and we're just trying to be very careful, everybody's just partnering together. The Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, along with HoosierlandTV.com, bringing you the first legislative breakfast of 2021. That's 8:30 tomorrow morning. The breakfast will feature Indiana State Senators Jim Buck and Brian Buchanan, along with State Representatives Don Leahy and Heath Van Adder. Again, we'll share it later on Facebook and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. But 8:30 tomorrow morning, don't even have to change clothes. You can just watch it in your robe or your PJs with your coffee and bacon and eggs. Just pull up HoosierlandTV.com on your phone or computer or tablet and check it out tomorrow morning. Those are always fun, Ken, those legislative breakfasts.
Yeah, they are.
I just always had such a good time covering those as a news guy. down in Columbus, they did a little more in-depth. And at the time, the state president pro tem for the Indiana Senate was Robert Garten, who was the top dog in the Senate, who was from Columbus. So I get a chance to talk to him every Monday morning, which really helped my newscast, you know, when he was the top guy. All right. So was there anything we need to know about?
No.
I just want to make sure there. All right. So we've got that going on tomorrow. We got high school basketball tonight, Ken. 6 and 7:30. Is that right? Help me out.
I don't know.
Is that right? Yeah, I've got the schedule over here. Don and I try to keep a track of it. Yeah, so we got two games tonight. Hang on.
He's going to have to get up and go get his schedule.
Yeah.
He can't reach the parts. He's getting too old.
That's all right. So tonight we've got two games, boys and girls, 6 and 7:30. I'll be honest with you. I forget who it is, because I didn't type that up on the schedule here. But, we got two games for that, and I'm sure, Don Stock may give us a call here in a minute and tell us. And then we got Wylo boys basketball tomorrow night, too. Mm-hmm. Frankfort at Rossville.
Right.
So we'll have an inter-county matchup. That's 7:30 tomorrow night right here on WILO.
And hark, the phone is ringing.
Ah, yes, it is. We'll find out together then. Yeah. Now, Don, I was talking to him Tuesday evening, and he said that he's wanting to pick up some Lady Gopher games. Mm-hmm. And there's a good one next Tuesday night I think we're going to do. Let me fill in 7:30 there for that one, too.
Yeah, it's a Sheridan.
Yeah, so it's Clinton Prairie Girl Gophers. Taking on the Sheridan Girl Blackhawks, right?
Yeah.
So we'll have that game, I think. We're kind of tentative on that for next Tuesday. Larry, good morning.
Good morning.
How you been, man?
Oh, I'm fine, I guess.
Good.
I'm going to scare you here a minute.
Okay.
I think they ought to shut up about impeachment and just go ahead and get let him go.
Well, you know, I appreciate you saying that, Larry, because I've kind of felt the same way the last week. As I've said the last couple weeks, I'm resigned to the fact that Joe Biden's going to be my next president, and I'm going to live with that for 4 years, and I'm still going to vote. I'm still going to love my Democrat friends, and we'll see what happens. But I'm kind of like you. Thank you for having some common sense here, Larry.
Well, that's just stupid, but the thing is, the man's proven out to be what I thought he would be.
I know.
And that's sad. I'm sorry, that's sad.
I know, you're not happy about it. Now, I saw, did you get a chance to see his little 5 to 8 minute speech last night? The president's?
No, I did not. I'm sorry. I did not get to see it.
It was kind of late, and there wasn't real good promotion about it either. It was something that was produced by the White House. It was just a recording, and they released the video. He was very contrite. There's been a few times that he has come across as very presidential. Not recently, I know, in your account, but he can give a good speech. And last night he seemed very... You know, he said he condemns the violence last week. He doesn't want violence coming up. So I thought that was good. And if you get a chance, you ought to check that out. That was about an hour after Joe Biden came out with his.
I didn't see him either.
Oh, you didn't get a chance to watch that? It was kind of a big deal. He laid out a pretty ambitious primetime speech economic plan that includes $1.9 trillion. Says he wants to give about half of that to American households, including another direct round of payments, this time $1,400. Also proposing a $15 minimum wage.
Yeah, you know, that's fine, except there's, to me, this is to me, I believe in a minimum wage, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the $15 minimum wage would be great in, like, Seattle, where it's at already.
Right.
And L.A. and San Francisco, because everything there costs a fortune.
Sure.
You know, and New York and that part of the area, you know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
But out here where we are at,
yeah, 15 is a lot of money.
I really
need
a $15 minimum wage of five.
Mm-hmm.
But I want, the funny thing happened years ago, and for the conservatives that think the Democrats are always anti-military, the biggest pay raise I got while I was in the service was ran through by a guy by the name of Mendel Rivers from Wisconsin, a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And he ran, got it through Congress, but, and then Tricky Dick came along and got a pay raise when he was president, and he canceled our pay raise.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. The military don't need a pay raise. That was one of his comments.
Man, that's not good business.
Oh, no. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know I do disagree with the impeachment. Even I'm still concerned about the conservatives who will sacrifice their country for their own personal gain.
Okay. I tend to agree with you for the most part, Larry. I think we've talked about that before. You know, maybe term limits are the answer. I don't know.
Yeah, well, yeah, and see, that's what a lot of people don't understand. If you check it out, I believe it was Republicans that took it to the Supreme Court.
We'll have to Google it.
Hey, have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Good to hear from you, buddy. That's good. I'm glad to hear he's doing all right. Again, that was pretty ambitious last night of President-elect Biden. I kind of got the sense that we were moving in the wrong direction with that. It seems like there's already enough deadbeats living off the government, you know, instead of throwing more money at it now. I think I'm okay with the $1,400 payments. I don't think $15 minimum wage is going to work in America, but you could if you get the right things plugged into the right spot.
The reason it won't work here is because most restaurants are struggling anyway. And the problem is, you know, the ones that...
It'd be tough on them, absolutely. Yeah, it was tough before the pandemic.
And here's the thing, is that if you say you want more money, who in the heck's going to give it to you unless you start actually working at a, quote, real job?
Yep, exactly. Nothing's for free, man.
Yeah, I mean, and most of the people that work at those, you know, places can't do a whole heck of a lot more.
Right.
Yet.
Right. Well, it's just the... it's just going back and forth, saying one thing, saying the other, you know, mm-hmm. and talking out of both sides of your mouth, contradicting yourself.
You know, I don't care for the $15 an hour. Vernon and I had that discussion many times mm-hmm. over the years, and we went back and forth. And he always said, "Well, it's going to force them all out of business." Well, they're already almost out of business now.
Yeah, that was even pre-pandemic,
That's
right?
Exactly right.
Also included in that is $35 billion for low-interest loans and $15 billion in grants for small businesses, with a focus on those owned by women and minorities.
Well, small businesses need help, period.
Absolutely. They all need help. I don't think we need affirmative action to help with women and minorities. Yeah. I mean, just help the small businesses.
Right.
Another $400 billion allocated for fighting COVID-19, including $160 billion for nationwide COVID testing, containment, and vaccination. Biden said he had a goal of 100 million shots.
That I saw.
In the first 100 days.
Yeah.
Also, while we're spending money we don't have, let's throw in $350 billion for struggling state and local governments, including $20 billion for tribal governments.
Okay, I know what those are.
Yeah. Is that the out west?
That's primarily up. You know, we still have a lot of communities who are basically still have a lot of say from there, from their, you know,
with the Indian Americans.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Well, reservations.
Yeah.
So to speak. Right.
Right? Yeah, especially out on the up in the upper plains in the west.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So a little bit of relief on that as well is what he's proposing. It's going to be his first big test to win bipartisan support. He could use a process known as budget reconciliation to get some of that through with the Senate and Democrats' 51-vote majority. He's hoping to get at least 10 Republican yays to get this thing passed and moving and pointed in the what he would think is right direction. It is time for the WILO, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 vision. Daryl Sanders, good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Pretty good.
Doing all right today. Doing all right.
So what's your thoughts so far on how we're doing the COVID shots?
I tell you, I think with the limited amount of vaccines we have, the health department's doing a heck of a job. It's a logistical nightmare for them. So we're doing everything we can to help support them, get ready for when we have to do the mass vaccinations, trying to get spots lined up and law enforcement lined up, and anything we do to support them. But it's the health department's call, but we have a phone call every Wednesday with the health department, the mayor, county commissioners, law enforcement, dispatch, and EMA to try to get things tied up to where we can make our plans. The trouble with it is I don't know what Biden's going to do. He may change everything as far as he's talking about maybe having mass shots now. So we have to have plan A, plan B, and plan C. So,
uh-huh.
And it depends on the weather. You know, if it comes out in February and we got bad weather, you can't very well expect people to stand out in the bad weather. So we're trying to come up with a drive-through, and we're working some locations on that, but that's the health department mainly, but we're supporting them all we can. So
with what they have available right now, is the health department primarily the best spot you think right now?
We're talking about maybe the 4-H building. We put in a request for some drive-through tent to where the people can get, I think, climate weather, they can at least drive through and get a shot in the arm in their vehicle. That's one of the options the health department has. We're looking at several different locations right now to handle that volume of traffic. You know, it's going to have to be a scheduled thing where you have to, of course, register to get a shot. So it could be a nightmare, but I think the health department in our county has got a good handle on it.
I was going to say it has been somewhat of a nightmare already due to registration problems. I mean, you know, people can't get registered. They're already 2-3 weeks behind if you still want to, you know, try and get vaccinated if you're 80 and over.
Yeah, you know, people have been, I think they register for the vaccination. They think they automatically come get one. Well, that's not the case. You have to be scheduled to come get it, you know.
Uh-huh.
So that might help with the long lines, that type of thing, if you can organize it to where you know what time frame you have and what day and all that, and it just helps from having a lot of confusion, I think.
Do you feel that the health department's got all the stuff that they need? Let's just put the doses on the side, assuming you have those. Do you think they're in good enough shape with everything else that they need?
One thing I know, we had a conversation Wednesday, and what Rodney Wan and Dr. Tharp are looking for is volunteers to help with the clinics, because there's going to be a lot of paperwork that has to be done. You don't have to have any medical knowledge whatsoever. Just we need some volunteers that would sit at the desk and help register people as they come in. Because once we start, it's going to be, I think, a 6-day-a-week thing. I'm not for sure, but tentatively we talked about that as far as the timing. But I know they're reaching out to anyone that has any clerical experience that would like to volunteer to help. You could call the health department and give them your name and tell them the available dates that you could help. That would help considerably.
Okay. So this is going to keep going until we have to change.
Yeah. I think right now they're doing a limited number. I just talked to Rodney to find out how much we're supposed to be getting from the state, but I think it's only in the hundreds. It's not thousands.
Yeah, it's either they were going to originally get 100 and they got 150 this week, and I think they got 150 for next. But beyond that, who knows?
Yeah, like I say, with the new president coming in, he could change everything, and we have to start from scratch. But we're working with what we have right now and reaching out to all of the people that need to be involved with law enforcement, because they'll be the ones directing the traffic, and we're in the process of buying cones and barriers and barrier tape and everything else to plan ahead. So right now we're doing a pretty good job as far as organization. Everybody's talking, everybody's having ideas, and we're all on the same page, which is great.
Daryl, we do have a question from a caller. Larry has a question. Hey, Larry.
Yeah, Daryl, I'm scheduled to get my shot in Lafayette. Are they going to start giving it in Frankfurt later?
I think so. I don't know the particulars. I know the hospital, I think, was giving shots, and I think the health department will also be giving shots. They've kicked it around to where you can even maybe later on go to CVS and get them. So it's still, Larry, I think it's really still in the planning stages, and they're trying to do the best they can with what they got right now, and it'll materialize as we get more answers and as far as what's going to be required of us.
Well, I thank you. I don't mind going live yet, but there may be a lot of older people that can't get there.
Right. And, you know, Larry, you know yourself, there's a lot of people that aren't really very mobile, so you can't stand in line for a long time. Because I can't myself stand in line very long. But we're going to have to address that problem, too. So I think if they go to a scheduling to where you have a certain time to be there, and we're not overwhelmed with a lot of people trying to get in that's not registered.
I have another question. I just thought of it.
What is it, Larry?
Paul Felty going to be available to transport the elderly and stuff that can't get there?
That's something that the health department can work out. But, yeah, I think that would be an asset. And to tell you the truth, I hadn't even thought of that, Larry. So maybe that's something we can work on. I'll bring that up at next Wednesday's meeting and see what kind of feedback I get.
Okay, well, you have a great day, and I'm going to get my shot because I'm tired of being in the house.
Well, I'm kind of the same way. So, yeah, Larry, that's the best I can tell you right now.
Okay.
And if things change, I'd be more than glad to come back on and talk to the radio station and keep them advised. That way there's no big surprises.
Yeah, okay, well, I just wanted to know about that, and I thank you for your time.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks,
appreciate
Larry.
That.
All right.
Daryl, you got anything else you want to bring out that we haven't talked about as of yet?
No, the only thing we got to worry about now is we've been lucky with the snowfall so far. So
mm-hmm.
That's another area that we're involved with as far as when it comes to having the different travel advisories we have to put out
mm-hmm.
in conjunction with the commissioners. So.
Yep.
And like I said before, I think it the county, the way that it is out in the county, you can get stranded with snow with 30-mile-an-hour wind, it can close the roads down. So
mm-hmm.
it may be fine in Frankfurt, but it may be bad out in the county. So
yeah.
That's a battle we fight with because we want to make sure the industrial park can stay open as long as possible. And we never have. There was a misconception that the county, and if we would go to a red, where you know, emergency people all on the roads, some of the industrial park didn't realize they couldn't understand that. And we tried to tell them, if they want to keep their people on site, that's fine. We're just taking care of public roads to make sure everybody is safe as possible. So that's a battle we fight every year, but let's hope that it doesn't snow much.
We're with you there. Daryl, all right. Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. You guys be safe.
Thanks, Daryl. You too. Take care of yourself.
Okay. All right. That is the WILO, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 vision with Daryl Sanders. Just about 7 minutes left in the first portion of the program here. We have Frankfurt Mayor Judy Sheets coming up at 9 o'clock. Well, tax season's right around the corner, Ken. The IRS ready to help taxpayers get an early start. It could be a great start to the new year, right? Get that tax check back early. Maybe a little extra stimulus, too, right? Right?
Just remember, we're all going to have to pay for that stimulus at a certain point in time.
Oh, yeah. There. Just when you think it's too good to be true, that's a good rule of thumb. I forgot. They got to pay that back if you mm-hmm. get it. And, yep. and they, like, sometimes penalize you in the tax process.
Right.
Well, they're ready to help taxpayers get an early start on 2020. IRS Free File is up and running. The site provides access to private companies that offer free tax preparation to millions of Americans making less than $72,000. That means about 70% of all taxpayers,
yeah, at least,
are eligible to use that service once you get your W-2, which this year should be no later than February 2nd, they're saying. Okay. So, I know a lot of people, there's always that first wave of people who have had one job in the last year, they've got their W-2s sometime in January, they file right away, those are the people getting checks the first week of February. And I've got a girlfriend that's like that. So this could be okay. They say they've got this all under control. But if you remember when the government was giving some of these stimulus checks, they were going to the wrong bank accounts, and they were going to the tax preparer instead of the individual. Now, you usually pay to have your taxes done, don't you? You take them somewhere. The last several years, I've went to taxact.com, which is a free service. And it's really good. It's a little intimidating at first to put like your information out there and make sure you're doing it right, but it's really good. So that's what I do once a year. Google just keeps buying things, Ken. They bought Fitbit this week. The $2.1 billion deal comes with a set of concessions pushed hard. Google's use of health data collected has been a sticking point as regulators have reviewed the deal. Google leaders insist the deal is all about the hardware as they look to compete with Apple. Google has agreed not to use Fitbit data for ads for a decade. So they won't use any information that they are able to get and glean from wearing your Fitbit. You know what a Fitbit is, Ken? You're familiar with that, right?
I think I am.
It's a little watch-like thing that you wear, and it helps keep track of your steps and your BMI and all that stuff. So
I'm glad I don't wear one.
Yeah, no, they're kind of cool, though, if you're looking to, you know, find that information out. I thought this was kind of strange, and it made me think, Ken, was there really a problem of this? Was this really an issue? There's one Indiana lawmaker that wants to make it harder to change a city's name. State Senator Jack Sandlin says currently a city can change its name with just 500 signatures and a hearing, but he says that's way too easy. Sandlin's proposal would require more steps. He's not saying where his idea came from. He says the plan is stuck in a state house committee and might not make it for a vote. I don't know. Is it really a problem? Do you have these whack jobs out there trying to change city names?
I have not heard of that, but then again, anything's possible. I would just think, why in the world do you want to change a city's name?
Yeah, at this point, you know, I don't know. I mean, I guess you could always have a dedication of some sort.
Unless you have some sordid history behind that name.
Or it would have to be
a very special case.
Uber substantial, right?
Yes.
All right. Now, there was a plan that would allow people to opt out of the coronavirus vaccine, and that's going to get another hearing. Lawmakers Wednesday listened to dozens of people who don't want to be required to get the shot. State Senator Dennis Cruz is pushing the proposal, which would ban employers from Indiana from requiring that someone get the vaccine. Cruz says it's freedom of conscience thing. Lawmakers are expected to try and tweak that plan at a hearing next week.
Cruz has always been one that's been kind of weird. He gets behind with some weird things.
Stuff sometimes, yeah. No, you're right. You're right. And this is a little weird, but it is one of those things you have to deal with, or some people don't want it.
One thing he did get behind that I really would really wish would happen is time change.
Yeah, right. And boy, it depends on what side you're on there.
Mm-hmm. But I know he was behind that for a while, and you haven't heard anything since about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they're going to do. They're going to maybe try to figure that out sometime next week. All right. A friend of mine, I'm just going to call him JF because he's a friend of mine in Southwest Clinton County. He just texted me, boiler up, 8 in a row, Purdue's 10-5 after beating my Hoosiers last night, 81-69. Probably should have beat him a lot worse, but It came out okay there. It looks like Purdue was ahead at halftime, maybe 40-36.
Have no idea.
Yeah. So
not interested enough to find
8-7. Oh, I'm interested. I just don't have the channels to pull it in, so I can't watch college basketball like I have been able to. Yeah, this last couple of years have been pretty tough on me. We're going to take a break. We're coming right back with Frankfurt Mayor Judy Sheets on Wylo's Party Line.
This is Party Line.
Radio communicates. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.